Hello mga katambay, malapit na naman po ang Undas. And this is the season wherein we remember yung mga mahal nating sa buhay, no, na namayapan. And as we remember them, we recall their goodness, we recall the happy memories, the happy times that we build together, right? We recall their legacy. And as we talk about legacy, ito ang gusto kong pag-usapan natin ngayon sa episode na ito. That let's discuss how can we leave a good legacy. So mga katambay, sa ating tambayan ngayon, I'm going to share to you 4 habits. Marami pa ito, I am sure, that could help. But in this episode, I just want to share 4 habits that can help you leave a good legacy. Are you ready? Simulan na natin to. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lap. And this is powered by the Abundance Network. I'm your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a face builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Usapang legacy po tayo ngayon mga katambay. And when we say legacy, it's something that is remembered, something that is recalled, no? And as we are living, mga nabubuhay pa tayo ngayon, what we should also consider in life is to leave a good legacy. Na dapat iniisip din natin na anong iiiwang kong alaala. Na sa buhay kong ito, oo, I will just pass by, pero anong impact ang iiwan ko? Anong kwento ang iiwan ko? Okay? Habang tayo ay, tawag dito, nalalapit na nga po sa Undas, no? Yan ang ginagawa natin eh. When we recall, remember our loved ones, no, na namayapa na. We remember their legacy. Yan yung inaalala, pinagkwentuhan, di ba? So, dapat kinoconsider talaga natin ito. Na anong legacy ang iiwan natin? Is it something that people would be proud of? Is it something that people would, alam mo yun, pagkwentuhan, aalalahanin, or it's something na, oo, aalalahanin ka nga, pero in a negative way, I pray that these habits that I'm going to share to you today would help you to leave a good legacy, okay? To work on a good legacy, alright? So, huhugot ako, katambay, doon sa sinabi ng mentor ko, na ugali mo, hindi galing mo maalala ng tao. And when you think about it, oo nga, tama. Diba? May mga kakilala ko, when they recall of people na dati nilang kasama, ang sinasabi naman is, alam mo yun, ang bait-bait nun. Hindi naman yung sinasabi na, alam mo, galing-galing niya sa math. Oo, maybe maalala in some way pagdating sa usapan na yun, pero more of kung sino yung tao. Ano yung pinaramdam nung tao? Anong naging attitude nung tao? Ano yung values nung tao? Alright? So, yun yung ipupursue dapat natin, no? Okay? Na maalala sa atin. Okay? So, again, 4 habits that can help you leave a good legacy. Let's begin. Number 1, purpose living. Magandang maalala tayo ng mga tao na, alam mo yun, someone who really live a purposeful life. Anong ibig sabihin? Na tayo'y namuhay na, alam mo yun, may rason. At alam natin yung rason at ginampanan natin yung rason. Let me give you an example. Si Kuya Lep, si Coach Lep. Okay? Just like what I'm doing now. As I do this podcast, I am sharing knowledge. I'm sharing wisdom. I'm sharing habits. Because one way or another, this is my mission. I believe that this is my mission. I know that this is my purpose in life. All right? To share the goodness of God, the love of God, and to see people doing great in their life, living a fulfilled and abundant life. That is my purpose sa buhay pong ito. Also, ang purpose ko rin in life is to be a good and loving provider to my wife and to my son, to my family. Okay? So, that's my purpose. And ang importante, tayo ay malaman din po natin kung ano nga ba ang purpose natin sa buhay natin. Kasi ganito, how can you live out your purpose in life if you don't know it? And ganito po ha, maraming nagpapa-coach po talaga sa akin with regards to knowing their purpose. Maraming struggling, maraming loss, maraming, alam mo yun, medyo may edad na hindi pa rin alam. Bakit nga ba? Anong rason? Ba't ako nabubuhay? Yan yung mga tanong nila. And the moment that they learn this purpose sa buhay nila, ay grabe po ang saya. Grabe ang impact. Why? Kasi alam mo na kung bakit ka nandito sa mundo. Diba? So, it's really important to know your purpose. Nakita ko tong quote na to sa internet. Ang sabi, "The mystery of human existence lies not in just staying alive, but in finding something to live for." Diba? So, if you want to leave a legacy, be that person. Be that person who live out their life na may purpose. Na alam niya yung purpose niya. At ginampanan niya ang purpose niya. Of course, hindi ka ihinto dun sa malaman mo lang kung ano ang purpose mo. You need to live out your purpose. So this is the first habit that we need to learn. We need to adapt, no? Purpose living. Okay? Now, before I proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazie here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Alright, I encourage you to listen to them as after you finish listening to this episode. Let's move on. Second habit that I want to share is unconditional love. Give unconditional love. When I say unconditional love, this is not a puppy love. This is not, alam mo yun, yung love na dahil crush ko siya. Hindi ganyan, no? When it's an unconditional love, it means hindi mapapantayan na pagmamahal. Ano pa ang ibig sabihin pag sinabing unconditional love? Well, walang kondisyon. Mahal mo lang talaga. Okay? So as someone who aspires to leave a good legacy here in the world, be that person who will be recalled as sasabihin, grabe yung magmahal eh. Diba? Ang ganda. Anong dapat mong ibigay when you say give unconditional love? Well, you're someone that gives time. Gives time to people that matters to you. Gives time to people that are important to you. And also gives time to those people that are rejected, that are not accepted. No? And that's the second thing that you need to give as we talk about giving unconditional love, is to give acceptance. You don't reject people. You accept them. You make them feel that they belong. Alright? You see their value. Okay? Nakikita mo ang halaga nila. Nakikita mo na ang lahat ay imago Dei. Well, that's a deep theology na. Meaning, they are also created in the image and likeness of God. O kaya isipin mo na lang na ginawa rin sila ng Diyos. So kung ginawa sila ng Diyos, may halaga sila. Alright? So that's why you need to give unconditional love. Okay? Ano pa? It is not being judgmental. Yan din yung sinabing give acceptance. Kasi sa mundo ngayon, naging expert tayo in judging people. Pero kapag tayo ang magja-judge ng sarili natin, naku po, parang napakabuti natin, no? We fail on doing that. Ano pa? Last, I think that there's one more thing that I need to add. Kung ano yung binibigay natin when we say give unconditional love, it's kindness. You need to give kindness. That the world is so rude right now that we forget to be kind to others. Na kahit wala naman tayong idea kung anong pinagdadaanan niya, no? We're so quick to hate people, to shame people, to cancel people without thinking, ano kaya ang storya nito? Bakit kaya siya ganito? Okay? So give that unconditional love. This is difficult. Oo, sabihin natin mahirap siya. Kasi when you say unconditional love, it's sometimes love that is not returned. No? And being a human, tayo, we aspire that as we give, we also receive. Diba? Kaya nga, ang Diyos lamang talaga ang kayang magbigay ng unconditional love. So Coach Lep, bakit mo sinasabi ngayon that I need to have this habit kung wala naman pala akong kapasidad na gawin ito at hindi naman ako ang Diyos? Well, the point here is this, that you aspire to be like Jesus and the way He loves people. He loves them unconditionally. Ganun din tayo. You want to leave a good legacy? Love unconditionally. Alright? Next, third habit, okay, that I want to share is, if you want to really live a good legacy, serve others. That's it. Paglingkuran mo sila. Our life spreads light when it is given in service. The secret of joy is living to serve. Ito ang sinabi ni Pope Francis. Napakaganda, di ba? Our life spreads light when it is given in service. Kalig, nagkakaroon silbi, nagiging liwanag, no? Kapag pinaglilingkuran ang ibang tao. Hindi sarili ang siniserve. Hindi sarili ang nag-gain. Alright? You're serving others and you're, tawag dito, giving to others. Kasi that's service. You give. Okay? Kaya nga napakagandang example natin dito is walang iba kundi si Jesus. Bakit si Jesus? When He was called the Messiah, the Savior, tas ano pa? Master, teacher. Pero anong ginawa ng someone na sinasabing Messiah, na tawag na Master, na tinatawag na teacher? Siya ang naghugas ng paa ng kanyang mga disipulo. Ang gandang example that we lead not with title, but we lead and serve with heart. Yun ang importante. Okay? Tanggalin mo yung label, yung title. Sa panahon kasi, di ba? Ito nga, di ba nalalapit na naman po ang eleksyon. So parang sabi nung natawa ko dun sa nabasa ko sa Facebook, nagising na lang ako, ang dami na uling mababait at ang dami na uling maka-Diyos. Bakit? Dahil lang mag-election? Kaya ba? Sana hindi. Alright? Sana maglilingkod tayo na lagi tayong mabait. Tayo ang pinakamabait na servant. Tayo rin ang mapagmahal na servant. Tayo rin ang maka-Diyos na servant. Lahat ng kriteriyang yun kailangan in serving others. And through that, mga katambay, doon tayo makakapag-iwan ng magandang legacy. Yung tipong sasabihin na lang ng tao, grabe, legit yang maglingkod. Grabe, kakaiba siyang maglingkod. Walang katulad, panay puso lamang. Serbisyong totoo lamang. Ayan, di ba? Ang ganda. Pahiram po. Okay? GMA. Alright? So, if you want to really leave a good legacy, serve. Serve your loved ones. Serve the people around you. Serve in the community where you belong. Okay? So, again, it does not mean that you aspire a position. Hindi. Again, hindi mo naman kailangan ng title when you serve. You're already equipped. Paano ko nasabi yun? Kasi may puso ka. May kapasidad kang magmahal. Ngayon, bantayan mo lang ang puso mo na maging malinis ang intensyon sa paglilingkod sa iba. Alright? Last, as I share 4 habits that can help you leave a good legacy, is, well, we need to be optimistic. Anong ibig sabihin? May you be remembered as someone who does not give up, pero someone that is hopeful, and someone na ipinaglaban ang kanyang pangarap. Okay? Na sa mundo na ang dami na lang nagsesettle na ayaw na. Ikaw, nagtitiwala ka sa plano ng Diyos at nagtitiwala kang ang Diyos may plano pa. Kaya hindi ka humihinto, hindi ka umaayaw. Alright? Be that person so that one day people would be inspired by you. When what you're doing, people would receive this impact. Alright? Nawa, when people would recall who we are, we will be remembered as someone that is positive. Positive hindi sa sakit. Positive kung hindi sobrang nagpe-persevere, sobrang choosing to be resilient in order to get to their dreams, in order to live a fulfilled and abundant life. At the end of the day, mga katambay, again, kailangan nating alalahanin itong 4 na habit na ito. Bakit? Okay? Let's balikan natin yung share kong 4 na habit. Okay? Recap tayo. First, P, purpose living. Second, U, unconditional love. Third, S, serve others. And last, O, optimistic. Para hindi mo ito makalimutan, isipin mo puso. Puso. P, purpose living. U, unconditional love. S, serve others. O, optimistic. These habits will help you to leave a good legacy as someone na may puso. Puso na hindi sumuko. Puso na patuloy na nagmamahal. Puso na totoong naglilingkod. Puso na mabubuhay with so much fulfillment and abundance in life because you know your purpose. So watch out, bantayan, guwardyahan ang puso. This is what you will need in order for you to leave a good legacy. And also, as we talk about the heart, it is the place where the Lord resides. I'm using now my preacher's hat. It's a place now where the Lord resides. At kapag sinabi kong the Lord resides, it means that God who is capable of doing anything. That God who is the source of hope. That God who is present at all times. And He is with you. So if you want to leave a good legacy, live out that mission, that calling, and also gamitan mo ng puso na kung saan ang Diyos ay nananahan. Nagets mo, katambay? Tara, dasal tayo in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message. We thank you for this reminder, for these 4 habits, and we ask you to guide and also help us to guard our hearts. May it be a heart like yours, and may we be this person who is always after your heart, O Jesus. This is our prayer in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat, katambay, for your time and for listening. Please do follow me dito sa Spotify or sa Apple Podcast at kung ano bang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Pwede bang pakirate mo na rin ang podcast ko? Big help po sa akin yan para marami pa tayong maimbitahan dito sa ating tambayan. You could message me your questions or you could also, alam mo yun, answer the poll dito sa Spotify, okay? Pwede nyo rin po akong email, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Maraming salamat sa iyo, katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.